Hello everyone and welcome back to another pronunciation challenge. My name is John and today's introductory question is, what sort of person are you? What sort of person are you? Please feel free to answer that question in the comments below. Today's pronunciation challenge comes straight from Obama himself and the sentence is, I'm a mellow sort of guy. And that's why I invited Luther, my anger translator, to join me here tonight. Okay, so let's unpack the sentence a bit. The first word is mellow. Mellow is an adjective, and it means someone that doesn't get angry very often and will most likely say yes if you ask them for something or ask them to do something. So President Obama says he's a mellow sort of guy. So he is someone that does not get angry very often. Or at least he doesn't show his anger very often. Number two, sort of. Sort of has a couple different meanings. It can mean kind of. So what sort of person are you? What kind of person are you? It can also mean a little. I'm sort of tired. Simply means I'm a little tired. Number three. Number three is invite. Invite is to ask someone to go somewhere or ask someone to do something with you. Here, Obama invited Luther means Obama asked Luther to come to the dinner. That takes us to number four, translate. Translate is a verb. It means to take a word and say that word in another language. For example, if you have the word ni hao, that is Chinese. Ni hao, translated to English, is hello. Now, if you take a verb and you add er or or, that verb then becomes a person who does that action. So, for example, teach, teacher, is someone who teaches. So, translate, add or, in this case, translator, is someone who translates. It's the job of translating. You have other examples of this. Sing, add er, singer, someone who sings. Dance, add er, is dancer, someone who dances. So it's quite useful to know. That takes us to number six, join, which is just to put two things together. Here it means to come together. So join me here tonight means to come together with me in this place tonight. Now, before we go on with the rest of the words, let's take a look at the sentence itself. President Obama says, I'm a mellow sort of guy, means I am a person who doesn't get angry very often. And that is the reason why, that's why I invited Luther. I asked Luther to come here. Luther is his anger translator. Basically, the joke here is Obama is so mellow that you need someone who can translate his mellow sentences into perhaps not what he really means, but what someone who gets really angry all the time would mean. So if you were an angry person, these are the sentences that you would say instead. And if you watch the video, you'd see how Luther translates those. Finally, he says, to join me here tonight just means to come together here at this dinner. Now, let's take a look at what sort of person are you? These are a couple answers that you can write in the comments below. You can say, I'm a mellow sort of person, which means someone that doesn't get angry very often. You can also use number seven, vocabulary word number seven, which is easygoing. Easygoing, someone who is easygoing, is very similar to someone who's mellow. They say yes a lot. So you can say, I'm an easygoing sort of person. If you want the opposite of that, you can use vocabulary word number eight, which is serious. Someone who is serious doesn't smile at all. They seem to be not so much fun, but it can be a positive characteristic. It is someone who doesn't smile. Maybe someone who works hard can also be serious. So you can say, I'm a serious sort of person. Number nine is uptight. Number nine is uptight. And this word is quite similar to serious, except an uptight person would get angry quite quickly. So you can be serious and not get angry. But an uptight person is someone who is serious but also is easily stressed. So again, what sort of person are you? Are you an easygoing person? Are you a serious person? Are you an uptight person? Are you a mellow person? And that ends today's pronunciation challenge. Hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you tune in next time. Okay, bye for now.